I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news from Health and Human Services. Everyone counts. What is the point in time count? The point in time count is a count of individuals and families experiencing homelessness. The count provides vital information that helps INYO better understand homelessness in the communities and guides what funding to apply for and how to utilize it. It is important that individuals and families experiencing homelessness are accurately represented in this count. When? Well, this is taking place Thursday, January 30th, between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. There'll be a community dinner for those completing the survey, which will provide at the following locations: HHS Wellness Center, which is at 586 Center Street in Bishop, California, and in the HH Consolidated Building at 138 Jackson in Lone Pine, California. County staff will also be traveling to pre-identified sites to perform surveys in the field. For more information about this, please contact Stephanie Rubio at 760-872-0905. The Bishop Police Department will be hosting its second Community Police Academy starting Thursday, March 6, 2025. The Community Police Academy is open to community members who are interested in learning how the Bishop Police Department and surrounding law enforcement agencies of INYO County work. The goal of the Community Police Academy is to form and maintain partnerships between the community and the Bishop Police Department, INYO County Sheriff's Department, INYO County Probation Department, INYO County DA's Office, Bishop Paiute Tribal Police Department, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Land Management, and the California Highway Patrol by educating residents about the role of law enforcement in the Owens Valley. Participants will have the opportunity to see the criminal justice system as only an insider could and learn about Bishop PD and surrounding law enforcement agencies, detectives, major crimes, DUI enforcement and detection, traffic enforcement, and much, much more. Participants will also tour the INYO County Superior Court of California and Independence and the INYO County Jail. Participants must be 21 years or older, live in the INYO County area, be a good person of good moral character, and successfully complete a background check. The academy will be limited to a maximum of 15 students. Classes will be held every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. beginning March 6th and ending on May 8th. Application packets are available at the Bishop Police Department, which is at 207 West Line Street in Bishop, beginning February 1st. The deadline to turn in completed application packets is Monday, February 17th. For additional information, please contact Sergeant David Scobie at 760-873-5866 or DSCOBIE at bishoppd.org. Well, will Punxsutawney Phil cast his shadow on the fanciful rocks of the Alabama Hills National Scenic Area this year? Visitors can get and let their imaginations soar as they join Sierra Forever and its public lands partner for a free Groundhog Day nature walk on Sunday, February 2nd. No matter what Punxsutawney Phil reveals in Pennsylvania and our Alabama Hills, spring is definitely on its way, said naturalist and volunteer Nancy Hadlock, who will lead a stroll to reveal the Alabama Hills' seasonal changes. Due to our warm winter, Hadlock said, there are some adventurous animals roaming and a few determined plants in bloom. We will explore and discover a few of these and learn fun facts about them. This is a 1.5-mile gentle walk, but good walking shoes are recommended along with layered clothing, a hat, and water. We meet at the Mobius Arch parking lot at 11 a.m. and the stroll ends at 12:30 p.m. For more information and other events that are happening at Sierra Forever, please go to sierrawave.net as there is a lot more to this article that you might find interesting to read. Remember, SierraWave.net for more news, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.